Yeah, good evening. Hello, Berkeley. Welcome to the Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music. I'm Josh Jackson. Yes, indeed. This is the inaugural edition of our series here at Berklee College of Music. We're at Cafe 939. We'll do this tonight, and we'll be back, in fact, in December, December 7th, for the saxophonist Seamus Blake. Our first performer is a gentleman that I've known for a very long time. And when I first met him, he wore really nice linen suits. Yes, finely pressed. His clothing has gotten a little looser over time, but the music stays very tight. I'd like you to hear the music of Christian Scott and his quintet.
Thank you.
Christian Scott Quintet live at Berklee College of Music. And you should know who this band is. Lawrence Fields is on piano from St. Louis. From Baltimore, Chris Funn on bass. That other town on the Gulf Coast, H-Town, Houston, Jamira Williams. T.O., Toronto, Matthew Stevens on guitar. Christian Scott, where are you from, man?
I'm from New Orleans.
Oh, yes.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
We just heard a new tune.
Yeah, this is a brand new composition. It's actually one that's going to be on our next two records. We're putting out two records next year. The name of the record is Christian Scott Christian Atunde Ajua, which for people that know me a long time, this is another name that I have, Atunde Ajua. So but that composition was about a particular personality or a role that you have in New Orleans, a person that is known as the spy boy. There's a culture in New Orleans, the Afro-Native American culture of New Orleans, or colloquially known as the Black Indians or the Mardi Gras Indians. And my grandfather's the only guy that I know of to be chief of four different tribes. And my brother and I, my cousins, we've all, you know, masqueraded in homage to our ancestors, both West African and also Native American, on Mardi Gras Day and St. Joseph's Night. It's a huge cultural tradition that that we're still keeping alive there in New Orleans, and a beautiful tradition. So yeah.
I saw you keeping it alive because you brought something with you. You've been working on in your spare time, if you have any spare time. I should also say that your uncle, who is also from New Orleans and also a graduate of Berklee, I think in 81, is Donald Harrison, and he's a big chief.
He is a big chief, yeah. But these are the, I know you guys out there in Radio Land can't hear it, but the people in the room, you can't see this, but the people in the room can see it. But these are the types of patches that you have that are adorned in the costume.
It's kind of elaborate
regalia.
Beadwork.
Very elaborate. Actually, the funny thing is these are actually the ones that novices, this is like for beginners. So, so I'm doing it because I'm not very good at sewing anymore, and I'm going back into the tradition. I'm actually gonna what they call it is massing Indian. So I'm gonna go back and mass Indian this year with Donald's tribe, and this is my my attempt at beadwork. But you'll see the costumes actually have very elaborate beadwork and feathering. I mean, some of the suits can weigh up to 200 pounds of this type of stuff all over. So really beautiful plumage and stuff. So yeah, that's my history, Mike.
And it's important when people hear your music, you know, maybe they think you're like this juggernaut of completely new music, and yet you're very much part of a tradition, you know, and I think that that's important. It's great to do your own thing, but it's great to do it after you've sort of learned that tradition. Somebody who passed away recently was the great Clyde Kerr, a trumpeter in New Orleans.
Yeah, Clyde Kerr, this guy is like, man, he was my grandfather's best friend, or the grandfather that I spoke of before, that was the chief of four different tribes. And when my grandfather passed away, he sort of became a surrogate grandfather to me. And this guy ended up being one of my best friends. And he's like, I guess if you could say like jazz musicians are Jedi, he's like the Master Yoda of like New Orleans jazz trumpet. And so this guy was as cool as it gets. Actually, the records that we're putting out next year are, you know, they're dedicated to his memory, because this guy just, he played with so much love in his heart and made sure that so many guys were okay. And but you know, when you talk about the tradition and things of that nature, one of the things that's really cool about that music from the Afro-Native American tradition is that historians have come to the conclusion that it's probably the oldest form of music in the Americas that has the cultural retention from West Africa. Mm-hmm. So when you hear those things, it's a perfect marriage with jazz music, because at the end of the day, one is derivative of the other. So just for you Berklee guys out there.
So we're going to move from Jedi to Jihad Joe. What is that? That's a new tune?
Jihad Joe, yeah, it's brand new.
All right, let's hear it. Christian Scott and his quintet live at Berklee. Thank you.
Stevens.
Thank you.
The Christian Scott Quintet is live in Boston. This is the Checkout Live, and that was a very beautiful tune called Isadora. She must be a pretty soulful woman. I think you have to cop to saying that's the most beautiful tune you've ever written, because she may be listening.
Oh, you know what? I absolutely think that, because she's great. You know, the funny thing is, I'm surprised you never met her, though, as many times as we run into each other. But
I may have. I forget things at this age.
But she's absolutely gorgeous, and this is a woman that changed my entire perspective on life. You know, sometimes some of you guys will see, a lot of you guys are pretty young still. I'm still pretty young, but when I met this girl, it's like the world actually, for the first time in my life, really opened up. And I could see beauty in everything because she does. And I appreciate her so much for that. And that's why she has a song that ended up being on two records. So, but I love my lady Isadora. Yeah.
See, it just takes me a moment. I met her at Newport. I met her when you recorded your live record at Newport a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about someone else you met, this gentleman over here on guitar.
Oh, Matthew Stevens?
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about Matthew Stevens, actually.
Dish it.
Well, no, I won't do it like that. I usually do, so I'll be nice today. But actually, I met Matthew here at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And it's funny because I was trying to have like auditions for the guitar chair in the band. And so I asked all these guys to come down, and everybody came down, and I wasn't really into what I was hearing, right? He's the only guy that I asked to come down and I really wanted to hear, and he didn't show up. So I found out that he was doing a session with this guy named Pelle, who was like a Swedish saxophone player, right? And there used to be this spot right down the street here on Boylston where bands would play, and there was this huge pillar right in front of the bandstand to tell you how they feel about jazz music in Boston. But I remember walking in and seeing and hearing his sound, but I couldn't see him because there was this huge pillar, you know? And I walked in, sat down, and finagled a drink. I was 19 years old. I shouldn't have been drinking, so you guys don't do that, what I did. And I remember just thinking that this guy's sound and the way that he navigated the instrument, it just captivated me from the first moment that I heard him really play. And oddly enough, we ended up hanging out and becoming really good friends. The guys in my band were actually a little afraid of him because it was all black dudes in the band. And when he got in the band, he had long hair and like he was like a chain smoker with all kinds of earrings and nose rings and stuff.
Oh boy.
So Luquez Curtis thought he was going to be a serial killer. So nobody wanted to share rooms with him on the road. So we ended up sharing rooms all the time. And then we ended up striking up a friendship, and he's one of my best friends in the world, and I love him very much. So I'm glad that he's still with the group after 9 years. But he actually has some stuff that's going to be coming out. I shouldn't say it. I'm not supposed to say it. I won't say it. But he has a record that's going to be coming out. It's slated to come out. He's recorded it already, and the record is phenomenal. So you guys stay tuned for that. Also, Jamari has a record that's going to be coming out that's going to be super dope, too.
Well, one thing about Matthew Stevens is he's also a great composer. You're going to play one of his tunes next. After All.
Yeah, we're going to do After All.
Christian Scott Quintet. This is the Checkout Live. That's Lawrence Fields on piano. Chris Bunn on bass. Jamar Williams on drums. Matthew Stevens on guitar. Christian Scott on trumpet. Do you want to hear one more? Really? Do you have another? Of course. KKPD. One more tune from Christian Scott. This is the Checkout Live at Berkeley.
So we've been taking it light and you know, trying to play with a little bit of calm. There's so many young musicians in the house tonight. A lot of times what ends up happening is you want to go all the way out the whole set. So, you know, we try to play with a little bit of love in our heart and some humility. But this song is actually about some very dark subject matter. It's about a situation that I had in New Orleans with a group of police officers that tried to emasculate me. And I wrote the song as a means to show in the world that these systemic problems that we have in our culture do still exist, and that we need to fix them. And so the title of the song is KKPD, which stands for Ku Klux Police Department. So this one won't be reserved. Thank you.
Christian Scott Quintet, Lawrence Fields on piano, Chris Bunn on bass, Jamar Williams drums, Matthew Stevens guitar, Christian Scott. This is the Checkout Live from Berkeley, and this is the first in a series of five. Be sure to come back on December 7th at npr.org/checkoutlive or right here in the Red Room. I'd like to thank Roger Brown, also Rob Hayes and Michael Borghita from Berklee College, Reggie Lofton and Video Services, Chad Blindman and The Burn. Also, thanks to our ace music mixer and technical director, David Tallickson from WBGO, our web producing team, Patrick Jaron Watanan at NPR Music, and also Tim Wilkins at WBGO. Our executive producers are Anya Grunman from NPR Music and Thurston Briscoe from WBGO, and they're in the house supporting this series. I'm Josh Jackson. This is member-supported WBGO Newark.